Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
All right, you're here with Dave and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding God's Magnificent Manuscript of the Bible. Basic information before leaving Earth. Don't go home without it, because this is the temporary training field. Everybody thinks this life is the life. Oh, you only live once. No, you don't.
Right.
You live for a little while here, and then you live forever. What do you do in the forever land if you don't do a good job here? It could be a bad day. So we've gone through Genesis and Exodus. The children of Israel have proven to God that they cannot follow Him with all their heart. That was the original covenant that God gave Abraham. Follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. One is a spiritual thing and one is a physical thing. Two little laws to follow. Couldn't do it. Moses could do it, but none of the children could. There was a few others. I mean, Joshua was pretty good, and you see that our chief priest fell off right away.
Really quick, without a question.
Moses is dead. Make us a god. Okay, bring me gold.
Yeah. What were you guys waiting on? I was waiting on you.
Yeah, and you see that the fall of the priest line had to happen, because God did not really want to impose this harsh law on the Israelites. He wanted His original covenant. Follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. But they couldn't do it. So He says, okay, let's see what you can do. I will give you all these little physical things that you have to do. You know, the spiritual thing of follow me with all your heart was too difficult. So I'm going to give you all these little things that you must do in your daily lives to prove to me that you want to be holy one day. So he imposes the law, and that's what we're seeing right now. He imposed a lot of the law in the end of Exodus, and now the Levitical law comes in, and it just becomes a massive thing. Like we said, we had two little sentences on a little note card. Follow me with all your heart, circumcise your children, and we will end up with volumes of daily routines and things that must be done to be holy. Leviticus chapter 1, and the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. His own voluntary will. If he comes there with that animal and in his heart, he's thinking, man, this is my best one. Why do I have to do this? Then it is an abomination to God. It has to be freely given. And it has to be without blemish, a perfect sacrifice, a male without blemish, freely given, just as Jesus Christ was in the end of this first covenant. He did it of his own free will, and he was perfect, the only sinless man that had ever walked this earth. Verse 4, and he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. Okay, now between the lines there, the sinful one has to kill it. Sinful soldiers nailed Christ to the cross. He puts his hands on the head of the animal, and it signifies his sins passing to the animal, and the animal will die in his place, as Christ died in our place. And he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, and the priest, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into pieces, and the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall put fire upon the altar. Christ wasn't cut in pieces, but he was flayed. His back was a raw mess from the whippings that he had gotten. And the priest, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts and the head and the fat in order upon the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be burnt a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And if his offering be of the flocks, namely of the sheep or of the goats, for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring a male without blemish again, and he shall kill it on the side of the altar northward before the Lord, and the priest Aaron's son shall sprinkle his blood round about upon the altar. He shall cut it unto his pieces with his head and his fat, and the priest shall lay them in the wood, in the order of the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. He shall wash the inwards and the legs in the water, and the priest shall bring it all and burn it upon the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And if the burnt sacrifice for his offering the Lord be of fowls, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or of young pigeons. And the priest shall bring it upon the altar and wring off his head and burn it on the altar, and the blood thereof shall be wrung out at the side of the altar. And he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers and cast it beside the altar on the east part by the place of the ashes. He shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar, upon the wood that is upon the fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. So why do we get so many options here to do the sacrifice to take away our sins? It's because God makes a way for those who are not so endowed with monetary means. You know, anyone can go out and find a turtle dove or a pigeon. You might not own a cow. You might not own, you know, a goat or a sheep. So he makes a way for all. Chapter 2. And when any will offer a meat offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, put frankincense thereon, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and he shall make thereout his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. The remnant of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. So it is also a method of feeding the priesthood. And if thou bring an oblation of the meat offering, break bacon in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. And if thy oblation be a meat offering, bacon in a pan, it shall be of fine flour and leaven mingled with oil. Thou shalt part it in pieces and pour oil thereon. It is a meat offering. If thy oblation be a meat offering, bacon in the frying pan, it shall be made with fine flour with oil. And thou shalt bring the meat offering that is made with these things unto the Lord, and when it is presented unto the priest, he shall bring it unto the altar. And the priest shall take from the meat offering a memorial thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And that which is left of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. No meat offering which ye shall bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven, for ye shall burn no leaven nor any honey in any offering of the Lord made by fire. As for the oblation of the first fruits, ye shall offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burnt on the altar for a sweet savor. And every oblation of thy meat offering thou shalt season with salt, neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. And if thou offer a meat offering of thy first fruits unto the Lord, thou shalt offer for the meat offering of thy first fruits green ears of corn, dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. Thou shalt put oil upon it, and lay frankincense thereon. It is a meat offering. The priest shall burn the memorial of it, part of the beaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. So, this is volumes of Levitical law that we're going to go through. Some of it is laborious reading, and I tell you that the Bible is so fascinating to read. You get into these laborious parts, it's good to go through them at least once, because you got to read all of God's Word before you go home and explain to Him why you didn't. Okay? Get through these laborious parts at least once, and then study and study and study the storylines in this Bible. Look at every word, ponder every sentence, and after you've read the same passage 75 times, something could open up to you, because that's what God says. I have hidden mysteries in this book, and it does my soul good to have kings search out my mysteries. Chapter 3. Oh, and I can't help thinking, you know, Moses has got his heart right and his mind right. We've seen where he even counseled God in the couple chapters back. You know, God says, I'm wiping them out. I'm done with these people.
Moses, no.
He says, these people you brought out of Egypt, Moses. God says, oh, wait a minute. You told me to bring them out of Egypt. You brought them out by your mighty hand.
Yep.
And what are these Egyptians going to think if you brought them out by all these miracles and then just wiped them out here? They're going to say bad things about you.
Mm-hmm.
God says, yeah, you're right.
You got a point, buddy.
You're right. Let's give them another chance. But I can't be in the camp as often as I want to be, because if I am, I know they're not going to make it.
Yep, people are going to die.
They're going to die. So I'm sending my angel to be here with you, and I'm going to go and come, because, yeah, we've already seen where that leads to. I was here for 6 hours, and I was ready to take him out.
Yeah. Don't give him any grief, because he won't spare you.
No, not at all. He's sending his son, because we've seen where there's a capital A on that. And his son has a little easier disposition than he does.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned.